ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden says he's fit for another term in office. The 81-year-old told ABC's George Stephanopoulos his performance in the debate against Donald Trump was due to a bad night. Asked about larger health concerns.
Have you had the specific cognitive tests and have you had a neurologist, a specialist, do an examination?
No one said I'm good.
He has maintained he is not dropping out of the race, but a fifth congressional Democrat is calling on him to do just that. Minnesota's Angie Craig saying while she respects the president's public service, she does not believe he can effectively campaign and win against Donald Trump. Meanwhile, multiple sources tell ABC News House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries will meet tomorrow with ranking members, and the president expected to be a major topic of conversation. Authorities in Texas urging residents along the Gulf Coast to prepare for Beryl, expected to make landfall sometime Monday. This is ABC News. Arraignment expected today in New York City for Daniel Hyden, the 44-year-old who authorities say was drunk at the wheel of his pickup truck when he crashed into a group celebrating the 4th of July in a Manhattan park. Three people were killed, eight were hurt. The world's largest pile of garbage is expected to take years to clean up, as ABC's Dave Packer explains where it is and why it's so large.
In their quest to scale Mount Everest every year, climbers from around the world don't just bring themselves, they bring their stuff, and then they leave it behind. Now there's so much garbage at Mount Everest's highest base camp near the peak that Sherpas say it'll take years to clean up. A team of them has been working to clear the trash on the world's tallest mountain, 11 tons worth removed this year's climbing season, including four dead bodies and a skeleton frozen in ice. It's estimated there could be up to 50 tons more garbage up there. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwood and Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our forecast calls for a mix of sun and clouds and tranquil conditions with a high of 79. Tonight, increasing clouds with a 30% chance of showers late, a low of 60. And tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, and a high of 78. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 74 degrees.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
The House on the Rock attraction between Dodgeville and Spring Green has a wide variety of jobs for a wide variety of people. They are hiring for retail sales, hospitality positions, maintenance and upkeep, and admission openings. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Find your perfect job today.
Good afternoon. It's up to 75 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A flood warning continues through tomorrow afternoon for the Kickapoo River at Viola, affecting Richland and Vernon counties, and at Gaze Mills, affecting Crawford County. Recent rains have produced minor flooding along the Kickapoo River at Viola and Gaze Mills. At 7:50 this morning, the stage was 13.8 feet. Bankful stage is 13 feet. The river is expected to rise to a crest of 14 feet this afternoon. Flood stage is 14 feet. Take precautions when in the area. Turn around. Don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Motorists should not attempt to drive around barricades or drive cars through flooded areas. Additional river and weather information is available at weather.gov/lacrosse. A police chief says people living downriver of a Wisconsin dam that was breached by floodwaters have been allowed back into their homes following an evacuation order, and many of them now face the mess of cleaning up flooded basements. Manawha Police Chief Jason Severson says the dam along the Little Wolf River was breached Friday afternoon by rain-driven floodwaters that eroded an estimated 50-feet-wide portion of the dam. He said today that homes south of Manawha's dam were ordered evacuated Friday, but that order was lifted at 5 Friday night in the eastern Wisconsin city, some 55 miles west of Green Bay. He's staying in the race. President Joe Biden in Madison on Friday attempting to reassure worried Democrats that he's still fit to serve a second term.
What do you think? You think I'm too old to restore Roe v. Wade, the law of the land?
No!
You think I'm too old to ban assault weapons again?
No!
To protect Social Security and Medicare?
No!
To get child care, elder care for working families who need the nation? To make billionaires finally start to pay something beyond 8.2% of the tax rate.
Biden hammered former President Donald Trump for his repeated lies, in particular Trump's claim he had no role in the January 6th insurrection.
We all saw with our own eyes. We saw he sent thousands to attack the Capitol. We saw police being attacked, the Capitol being ransacked, the mob hunting for Nancy Pelosi. Gallows set up to hang Mike Pence.
Biden highlighted one of former President Donald Trump's misstatements.
He said in his 4th of July speech 5 years ago, he said, George Washington's army won the revolution by taking control of the airports from the British. We talk about me misspeaking. Airports from the British in 1776. It's true, he is a stable genius, this man.
The event in the Democratic stronghold also featured Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Madison's Congressman Mark Pocan, both of whom threw their full support to Biden. Wisconsin's Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin was not at the rally. Baldwin, who's seeking a third term, was campaigning elsewhere in the state. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is pleased to welcome back Martine Bandewoke, APNP, to its primary care team. Martine provided care at the Richland Medical Center from 1986 to 2019 and will be returning to TRHC to join the team at the Spring Green Medical Center, working alongside Dr. Christine Cornelius and Tanya Neumeyer, APNP. Martine's approach to care focuses on building relationships with her patients. In addition to her work as a primary care provider, she also has been a nursing instructor at Edgewood College in Madison, where her teaching focused on interpersonal communication. Listening to patients, she says, is a critical element of care. Martine says she is also a firm believer that people must help themselves, and the healthcare provider's role is to offer support and guidance. Martine knew she wanted to become a nurse when she was just 12 years old. With nearly 40 years of patient care behind her, she says the work stays fresh and fulfilling because of the patients she gets to know and care for. Patients familiar with her are likely to remember her warmth and easy manner, though she points out that she can be tough when she needs to be. That bluntness is always used in her patient's best interest. For Martine, coming back to the Richland Hospital and Clinics feels like coming home. She also welcomes the opportunity to connect with her community in Spring Green, the town she has lived in for many years. The Spring Green Medical Center offers care for patients from birth through old age, providing in-network coverage for Quartz, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Dean Health Plan. Patients interested in scheduling an appointment with Martine or Spring Green Medical Center's other providers are encouraged to call 608-588-7413. It's 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1212. Dad Caps Michelle Reinen talks about spoofing. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It is a sunny 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1214. Scammers will sometimes go to any length to steal personal information from individuals. One way scammers target their victims is by pretending to be a legitimate individual, business, or organization. Scammers do this by using the actual information, usually involving a phone number of whom they pretend to be when reaching out to individuals or businesses. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
The Public Service Commission has let us know that they have heard from small businesses and property owners that they have been getting calls that appear to be coming from the Public Service Commission, a state agency, based on the representation on the caller ID. However, the PSC is not making phone calls. They are not threatening people to demand a payment in fear that they will disconnect their utility services.
The call uses spoofing, which is a technique that lets scammers falsify their caller ID. Spoofing can also be done with email addresses and other forms of contact identification. With this scam, the Public Service Commission phone number 1-800-225-7729 will show up on caller ID. The threat given by the false representative is similar to another scam.
It's a new spin on the utility scam that's out there, in that it's the threat of disconnection of utility services unless you make a payment. The twist is that it's not representing to be your local utility company, but the Public Service Commission, and that caller ID is using the representation of the real Public Service Commission phone number. So be sure that you do not trust that caller ID and don't make those payments over the phone when demanded by a random caller out of the blue.
DATCAP says that the PSC will never make calls threatening you with utility disconnection and will never demand payment over the phone or ask for financial information. If you receive a call like this, hang up and inform the PSC by manually dialing 1-800-225-7729. Also, if you have been a victim of this scam or any scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The River Valley High School Music Department has succeeded in winning another Jerry Award. The fall production of Bright Star won a Best Outstanding Music Award in June at the Overture Center in Madison. Ryan Kane and David Van Holgren also won awards for Best Outstanding Supporting Role, and Leah Drakenberg won a Spirit Award. The Jerry Awards, one of Wisconsin's high school musical awards programs, encourages, recognizes, and honors excellence in high school musical theater. The program elevates the importance of musical theater within high schools. Educators and industry professionals review productions at more than 85 high schools in 30 counties around the state, providing valuable feedback. Other Jerry Award winners from the area include the Reedsburg Area High School for Mamma Mia. Awards were given for outstanding musical direction to Scott Brewer and Kristen Sporakowski, a Spirit Award to Jenna Penkwitz, Brian Pittman for outstanding lighting design, and Mamma Mia for outstanding overall design and for outstanding stage crew. School and student achievements are honored and featured in the awards show at the Overture Center in June, and two outstanding performers were selected to represent the program at the National High School Musical Theater Awards competition in New York City. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for the eCycle Wisconsin Electronics Collection Grant for projects hosting an electronics collection site or event between September 2024 and December 2025. The DNR will award up to $100,000 in grants to businesses, local and tribal governmental bodies, and nonprofits. The amount awarded for grants each year is based on available funds from fees electronics manufacturers pay as part of the eCycle Wisconsin program. Financial support for additional collection sites and events will make it easier for residents to recycle unwanted electronics. The DNR will give priority to projects in counties that do not have a permanent collection site open to all residents registered under eCycle Wisconsin. This includes projects in Crawford and Iowa counties. Applications are due Wednesday, July 31st. For more details and a link to the application form, visit the DNR's eCycle Wisconsin information for collectors webpage. It's 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. Today's vital statistics are next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
There's really nothing like the smell of barbecue and the sound of fireworks going off in the distance. It's a good time to make sure you're insured well. Here at Richards Insurance Agency, we have the grill safely lit as we get ready to celebrate America's birthday. Let us help you with any home or auto insurance problems that you may have. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We hope your holiday goes off with a bang. Find us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today is Saturday, July 6th. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto, died April 6th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 11 at Blackhawk Park near DeSoto. The Seelan Funeral Home in Coon Valley is assisting the family. Lisa Everson is survived by her son, Chad and Crystal Everson of DeSoto, a grandson, her parents, Harold and Linda Everson of DeSoto, four sisters, Lori and Tim Manning of Lansing, Iowa, Jeanette and Eric Wench of La Crosse, Lynn and Rich Tully of Stoddard, and Julie and Steve Ingram of La Crescent, Minnesota, 12 nieces and nephews, and 12 great-nieces and nephews. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto. LaVon Strand, 97, of Woodman, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held at noon Monday at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Sunday from 3 to 6, and again Monday from 11 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to first responders of Woodman are appreciated. LaVon Strand is survived by her children, Jeffrey and Mary Strand of Scottsburg, Indiana, Jennifer Strand and Ted Glassbrenner of Boscobel, Jordi Strand of Wanakee, and Jessica Strand and Tom Seaver of Madison. Son-in-law Dave Olson of Woodman, 8 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, her sister Karen Culver of Elk Grove Village, Illinois, sister-in-law Joanne Culver of Woodman, along with other relatives and friends. LaVon Strand, 97, of Woodman. Joanne Schmitz, age 94, died June 28th. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Oak Cooch Mountain Humane Society or St. Mary's Catholic Church or school. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Joanne Schmitz include a son, James and Susan, a daughter, Lee Moriarty, 4 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. Joanne Schmitz, age 94. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held next Saturday, July 13th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Saturday, July 13th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Stanley's name be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village Foundation. Stanley Hendricks is survived by his brothers and sisters, Sue Ann Benford, Steve Hendricks, Sam Hendricks, and Sally and Ken Oz, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Faith Smith and Scott Dilley had a daughter, Aaliyah Luann.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Special sale on 8-piece cut-up chicken for 85 cents a pound. Freschetta pizza, $3 each. Jimmy Dean turkey sausage patties, 99 cents each, 8-count box. Farley's brat patties, Swiss and mushroom and original, $5 each. Netted pork butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Whole lemon pepper chickens, 99 cents a pound. And many more in-store specials. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Chakwish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sunday 8 to 4, closed holidays.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Verlin and Kathy Anderson, Dave and Beck Hillman, Dan and Marge Willis, Brent and Sarah Stibbe, and Brian and Denna Brewer. Best wishes to all of you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, nice and tranquil weather conditions across the Badger State and surrounding areas today. You have to go back into the Dakotas and parts of Nebraska to see some shower activity. That is the next system gradually heading this way and should bring us some rain tomorrow. So be sure to have your rain gear handy for any of your outdoor activities on this holiday weekend. Otherwise, temperatures feeling pretty nice. All the real heat has been locked up in the south and east part of the country the last couple of weeks, as well as in parts of the southwest U.S. There are signs that some of that heat could build our way late in this upcoming week and beyond. The mid part of July could be fairly hot around here and noticeably drier than it's been over the past couple of months as well. That would certainly be good news to help those river systems go back down to normal and dry out some of the grounds that have been too hard to get in for the farmers and gardeners. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds, temperature topping out near 79 degrees, wind variable at 2 to 6. Tonight, increasing clouds with a 30% chance of showers late, low near 60. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, as high temperatures hit the upper 70s. Sunday night, scattered showers taper down, patchy fog, low near 62. And Monday, more clouds and sun, with occasional showers and thunderstorms expected, highs in the upper 70s. Tuesday, variably cloudy, 50% chance of a couple of showers or thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, low near 61 with a high of 81. On Wednesday, intervals of sun mixed with clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms still expected, the low around 61 degrees, high near 83. Thursday, partly sunny, still a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low temperature 61 with highs in the lower to mid 80s. And Friday, plenty of sunshine, rather warm with lows in the lower 60s, highs up in the mid-80s at least. Could reach 90 by next weekend. Enjoy your weekend. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 75 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 75, our low this morning was 60. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 75. The record high for this date was set in 1986 at 100. The record low, 42, was set in 1967. Last year's high was 77 with a low of 56. Sunset tonight will be at 8:44, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:28. Currently in Richland Center, we have light northeasterly winds. The barometer is at up to 29.97, and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 75 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Thank you.
Happy Saturday, everyone, on this Saturday, July 6th. Yeah, we just celebrated the 4th of July. Yep, we just celebrated the 4th of July a few days ago, so we've got some, some appropriate tunes, I think, this afternoon as this long weekend rolls on. How's everybody doing today? This is America with Sister Golden Hair.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Well, I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden.
love you more.
From their 1965 Rubber Soul LP, those are the Beatles with In My Life. Here are the Brotherhood of Man with United We Stand.
There's nowhere in the world that I would rather be than with you, my love. And there's nothing in the world that I would rather see than your smile, my love.
For united we stand, divided we fall. And if our backs should ever be against the wall, we'll be together, together, you and I. For united we stand, divided we fall. And if our backs should ever be against the wall, we'll be together, together, you and I.
And if the world
The Brotherhood of Man. United we stand. Yes, indeed we do. Put those differences aside and let's work together for a change. It's time to hear from our sponsors. Thank you very much to each and every one of them for sponsoring Saturdays with Simo this Saturday afternoon. Those businesses include Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, WP Dental, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, and Schmidt Woodland Hills. Thank you very much for the sponsorship. We will take a break and hear from some of our sponsors before moving forward. And when we come back, we have some Tennessee Ernie Ford right after these messages.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
Get ready for one great song after another on this edition of Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Tennessee Ernie Ford with the classic 16 tons. Here's some Frank Sinatra. He'll be singing Moonlight in Vermont.
Pennies in a stream falling leaves. A sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont. telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. Telegraph cables, how they sing down the highway, and they travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the summer breeze, the warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont, moonlight in Vermont, moonlight.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, seems I've been there before. You bright enough for me all of my days. The love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Just like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa, yeah. You were better to me than I was
like you, baby.
From 1975, with David Sanborn supplying the sax line there. That was James Taylor with How Sweet It Is. Song originally recorded and written 11 years before that. That was a Marvin Gaye tune, of course, from 1964, written by the Holland Dozier Holland songwriting team out of Hitsville, USA. All right, it's 1 o'clock, so we need to take a break for station identification, and we will come back and hear more great tunes.